Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Missing Pages of History. Yes, we say welcome because we're going to share with you today a segment called Missing Pages of History, Facts and Fiction. Facts and Fiction. We're going to talk about some issues and concerns that are going on that will give you a better perspective on what is fact and what is fiction. As always, Missing Pages of History is a community organization that seeks to serve underserved communities. We want to share information that will allow you to become more productive in your community, but more importantly, to learn information that has been omitted from our history books. So we will continue down the path of filling in our missing pages of history. Before we get started on that segment today, Fact and Fiction, we'd like to just share some upcoming events that will take place under the banner Missing Pages of History. We'd like to alert all our listening audience and supporters that starting on Wednesday, September the 14th through October the 12th, we'll be doing a live on-cast series, TV series program, which will be hosted by Comcast Cablevision, Channel 95, and Fios by Verizon, Channel 36. You can view our live TV show every Wednesday night from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. So please stay tuned on the upcoming live programs that start on the 14th. And you can always go to our website to find out more information. Our website is www.mphinc.org. Also, we'd like to remind you that we have an upcoming third quarter Ralph's Fundraising Jordan contest tickets, which will take place on October the 22nd. At 1 p.m. on WCLM 1450 radio station. If you have not purchased your tickets yet, you can do so now by contacting one of our members. As well as, we have an ongoing cap and t-shirt fundraiser drive. If you haven't purchased your cap and t-shirt or Missing Pages of History, please do so by contacting one of our members as well as going to our website. And also, last but not least, for those who like to know how they can help and support Missing Pages of History and come help join us, build this organization where we can help improve our communities, we welcome you. Please go to our website and fill in the appropriate information that deals with membership and our membership drive. We welcome you. We'd like for you to come in. So those are just some of our upcoming activities that are going on, and we'd like to encourage you to please support it. This is Missing Pages of History. Right now, what we want to do is we want to start on our segment for today as relates to Missing Pages of History, Fact and Fiction segment. And to discuss the segment, as always, we have an analyst and contributor, Emmanuel, on the line. Emmanuel, welcome to Missing Pages of History.
Thank you.
Emmanuel, always we have a segment we start out with called Black Minute Facts. This segment is geared towards sharing historical information to our community and to the world on important issues and histories that our people have contributed to and relates to world history, but history that has been omitted from our history books. What do you have for our listening audience today, some history they can use?
Well, I'm start off with people know Emmett Till, 1955. Emmett Till, a 14-year-old black boy from Chicago, Illinois. He was beaten, hung, and murdered by a gang of white men for whistling at a white woman in Mississippi. This is 1955, for whistling. in 1940, everybody's familiar with the Pentagon. The federal government built the Pentagon, but they changed the blueprint, the bathrooms, because the bathrooms, face it, were segregated in Virginia. So, let's put a number out there. So instead of building 30 bathrooms, they built 60 bathrooms because of the required racial separation. This is 1940. They paid and did twice as much and twice the number of bathrooms, restrooms, because of segregation. I'm going to give you one more mini black fact. This is very interesting. Most people don't know this. But in 1808, slave states, we're talking about basically North Carolina, Virginia, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, slave states began offering monetary incentives to Caucasian, European Caucasian males to impregnate female slaves, black slaves, and produce mulatto. Mulatto slaves who had a higher sales volume. So you wonder about the mulatto race, how it all happened, basically. How it all began. In 1808, the slave states began paying incentives. This is totally rape, in a sense. But again, to keep it out of the rape dictionary, you might say, or the rape lexicon, we're going to pay them to do this. To make sure they impregnate female slaves and produce mulatto slaves who had a higher sales volume. That's amazing. In 1808, this all race mixing began, and who did it?
Wow, that is really interesting. And if you put that in the history book today, and the school kids learn this, what kind of impact do you think it will have on the youth today once they find out these type of history that you just extrapolated about Emmanuel?
Well, again, they try and delete certain things about their history because, again, history is his story. He wants it told his way that he has no fault and no blame for what's going on today. Has all the blame and all the fault. That's what's going on today. This is created, basically. Created through the different segments of Jim Crow, discrimination, segregation. And our TV show will get into that because, again, we have to understand our history, what we found about ourselves, why we're in this predicament and we're in today. And my thing is I will have solutions on our TV show to make sure that we get the underlying facts of really what is going on. We'll be talking about countries like Haiti, exactly what happened there, what has happened ever since with France, and how we still treat Haiti today. Haiti will be a real big part of our TV show.
Okay, Emmanuel, speaking about the TV show, I know one subject area we definitely want to do a narrative on is the history and whole backdrop of this concept of racism. Give me just some little bit of prelude to what can people expect as you and Missing Pages of History address this whole narrative of racism. Give me some prelude to that subject area.
Well, racism, let's give a definition for it, basically. As I go along, we'll be given, you might say, parts of the definition of racism. what is a me and why they dropped the E. E was dropped for a reason. And what does ism actually mean? So that'll be on our TV show as I explain that. But again, racism is the offspring of slavery. But it's a group-based and a wealth and power concept. These are the two main components of racism. The main components of racism is wealth and power. Well, what else does it create? Well, there's a competitive relationship between groups of people for the ownership and control of wealth, power, and resources. These three things are the competitive relationship between groups of people. Who has the most wealth, who has the control of the wealth, and who has the ownership, and who owns the resources. So, and racism is used by the wealthy and resource-holding groups to, listen to me, careful what I'm about to tell you, to enslave, to marginalize, segregate, subordinate, dominate, and to exclude a weaker group. Well, who are the weaker groups? Been categorized. This is what racism is. See, racism and prejudice are not the same. They're not the same. We try to put it there, but it's not the same. See, racism is synonymous with prejudice, bias, bigotry, and discrimination. So again, when you say racism, it becomes one of the most misused words in the English language. I'm telling you what it is. See, in earlier times, humanists practiced tribalism. So tribalism was the thing where they, you know, which is a little different from racism. Racism existed, started, you might say, in the 1500s. Didn't exist really before then. 1500s. That's when 9 European nations initiated a literal race to colonize the resources. That word again, resources. Of the newly discovered Western world, using slave labor and the material resources of Africa. Racism was built on economic development and has remained an economic concept through the 16th and 17th century. But here is where we have to understand what happened here. How it all really got into the Western world. England was the largest, the biggest slave trading nation. What did they do? They introduced the King James Version of the Bible and encouraged the use of biblical scripture to justify slavery, racism, and that's when it required a religious foundation. Amazing. But that's what happened. During the 16th century, 1604 to 1611, King James authorized, not inspired, authorized the rewriting of the Bible. That's why it's called the King James Version. It was not inspired. It was authorized.
Amen. That's an interesting piece of history to share. particularly as it relates to the history of Christianity. How many Christians do you think are aware of this reality?
Very few, when it got translated, basically. Don't want to put a number on it, percentage-wise?
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's a number that's astounding that the Bible was authorized opposed to men, inspired. Inspired by who? It's clearly saying that again, they use, encourage the use, and during my TV program, I'm going to point out the scriptures that basically encourage the use of biblical scriptures. I'm going to point those scriptures out to show you exactly that it did not include. A lot of exclusions there, and they made sure of that. But again, as I point out, the origin of the species by Charles Darwin, how they basically, he basically did the evolution, theories of evolution. We have to know that. How to use the species, how to use the human beings, mainly African Americans, what we call ourselves now, and Africans. Again, pseudoscientists, craft the revolutionary theories of development, which I call evolution, basically. And what it did was, in a descending order, it basically arranged plants, animals, and humans, how they ranked to the highest and to the lowest. In 1859, 100% almost of the nation's wealth and power and resources was controlled the hands of European Caucasian whites. Ownership of slaves. Black slaves controlled nothing. They owned nothing and didn't control nothing. With educated whites in control and impoverished and uneducated black, because you are not allowed to be educated. They were at the bottom. And that's where the origin of the species proclaimed whites to be superior to blacks. Is it? Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Now, I was just going to ask you if we could, because of the nature of time, Emmanuel, there are some interesting history we'd like to present to our listening audience today that can be dealt with more closely and more in detail on our radio program. But I would like for you to continue down the path of the segment of fact and fiction as it relates to a recent interview that was national security interview that was done with the two recent candidates for the upcoming election, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. In terms of your understanding of dealing with the fact and fiction aspect of what has been said, what analysis have you came up with that you can share with our listening audience as it relates between these two candidates?
Well, the Republican candidate, Mr. Trump, I think he's doing a reality show. And again, racism plays a big part in this. Now you see where he goes, where he travels, his audience, and a lot of coded language. He visited an African American church in Detroit. And basically a 12-minute scripted speech, saying basically nothing. What you got to lose? Well, we got everything to lose. when they put this African-American president in office, Barack Obama, first thing they said was to stop him. Anything he tried to do, to stop him. And they did. So we're in the predicament we're in today because of the European, Caucasian, white races that we have in Congress. I will get to that more in my show, exactly what conservatism is. Hillary Clinton, 30 years of service. Yeah, there's some missteps along the way. But experience. You have one person on the Republican side filed bankruptcy 6 times. 3,200 lawsuits against you. You don't pay nobody. How can you have a man or a person say he's a successful businessman and file bankruptcy 6 times? He never answers a question because he don't know how to answer a question. Who questions our president for quite some time about his birthright. He is something different that I've never seen before. Racism at its best. And we're getting to see that all over the world. Our person who sides with Putin of Russia, our arch enemy, embraces and talks down on this country that he lives in. If he don't like it, he can deport himself. He's a second generation, basically, immigrant. He's German. What you expect? What you expect? His ethnic background is German. He lied and said he was Swedish. He's not Swedish. His last name got changed. But again, Hillary Clinton is by far my choice. Serving our foundation, done some great things. And again, there is no scandal there about nothing. Emails, forget it. Nothing about nothing. We talking about a guy that's filed bankruptcy. We talking about a guy we know has been in the court for numerous racial type things who will not rent to black people. But again, he makes one little church stop and say, what you going to do? Well, what are the solutions? Are we going to get loans from the bank and start businesses like whites get them from the bank? Are we going to make the same blueprint they got, how they got what they got? What you really going to do? So he has no idea what he's going to do. He's just putting smother out there. All he's doing is putting smother out there. Segregation is still down south. Got his code, got his instance. They're going to make sure you stay 60% in poverty. They're going to make sure that you stay in the justice system. They make sure you go into jail. They're building more prisons for you because crime pays. We don't understand the plight of the African Americans in America. We don't understand. I will give you the plight, the road we have to travel. They were talking about building a pipeline. Well, well, well. We'll give 90% of the jobs to minorities and 10% to European Caucasians. I'm sure the pay is right. Well, here's the first step you want to do that. Well, let's start it off right there. Let's make sure the banks give us loans to build buildings, to do roads, pave roads, not just pick up that debris on them. Make sure we get the loans that they get and billions of dollars. Again, I'll make one statement, people, understand what I'm saying. The United States of America, what it takes to run this country is $350 billion per month. And African Americans only get 7% of that. Do your math. What is 7% of $350 billion? That's all we get. But you talk to most European Caucasians, we getting stuff. We get free stuff. Well, what is 7% of $350 billion? Who getting the free stuff? you are. The little food stamps we get, where does it go? Right to the white merchants. And they get incentive for taking food stamps. More money for them. So we need to own supermarkets like they do. See, people don't know what's going on. $350 billion plus per month to run this country times 12, and you get 7% of that. That means you get nothing, basically. Where is it all going? Just look around you and see. You see where it's going. Understand the blueprint. Understand you have a borrowed culture. Well, we got a borrowed culture. Let's copy everything they do. That's what we do in here. So understand.
Hey, man.
Understand.
Let me.
What I'm saying to you people, you have to, again, modify the solution that we have. And I have plenty of solutions how to do it. I just mentioned a few.
Hey, man, you got a little less than 3 minutes left, but we would like for you to give us your perspective on fact and fiction as relates to this issue that's going on, what it means to be patriotic. As we talk about Colin Kaepernick and the national anthem, as time goes along, we find out more and more things about this history of this so-called national anthem. Give us your facts and fiction on this particular phenomenon.
Well, fact is Francis Scott Key wrote it. Francis Scott Key was a slave owner. We have to look at the contents of the national anthem, all verses. Look at all of the verses, especially the third verse. I'm going to talk about that on our TV show, the third verse. You have a right to protest. Maybe the setting was not correct. But again, to get attention, look at the attention it's getting. And again, he talked about inequality. He didn't talk about the military. He didn't talk about being not patriotic. None of that. They kind of twisted like they do everything. Every time a black person brings up something that's totally incorrect, totally wrong, they have to find a way somehow to make it right. They have to put into a controversy. Well, the national anthem is not sung at concerts. It's not sung before a church service. They took the Pledge of Allegiance out of the schools. Well, who did it? White people took it out of the schools. Nobody said. Took prayer out of the schools. Uh-oh. Who did that one? See? Anytime you protest something that's against the status quo, and I'm going to show you what the status quo is. I'm going to give you a little peek on that. Ism. We're talking about status quo. That's what ism means, basically. I'm going to give you a little history on ism. What ism means, status quo. Keep it like it is. But I think I just might be at the wrong forum, because you're talking about something that's privately owned, and again, something that, so again, twist and turn it the way they want to turn it. But his main focus, the fact was, he's talking about inequality, he's talking about police brutality, he's talking about things that are facts. You're not talking about a guy who owns slaves. We should be ashamed of ourselves. Honoring a slave owner. A slave owner that wrote something and become a national anthem. We should talk about the history then. Not saying the anthem is wrong. No. I'm just saying.
Emmanuel, we're going to have to continue to do this, and we're going to do this on our first program coming up on September 14th on Comcast Cablevision, Channel 95, or Fios. Pavareza, Channel 96. Please tune in. This program will be on the 24th. Tune in to Missing Pages of History and go to our website for all coming events, www.mphinc.org. We thank you for this program, and we'll see you on the 14th live on Channel 95. This is Missing Pages of History. We thank you.